More than a century. Taylor Roofing. Taylor Roofing is not the best because they're the oldest. They're the oldest because they are the best. Founded in 1905, Taylor Roofing is one of the St. Louis Business Journal's top woman-owned companies, serving Missouri and Illinois. Call 618-233-2424 or visit them at taylorroof.com.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
Is your heating or air conditioning not running properly? Call the company that thousands of St. Louisans have relied on since 1950. Call my friends at Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
The only Bob Dylan song to hit the top 10. And it was Jimi Hendrix recording of it that got there. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are both off today. So Tim Weiland and Max are both here with me in the studio. And now it's your chance to join us, your what we call unique broadcast opportunity to play the Harris Challenge on the phone, not just by listening to the radio, but actually calling in and playing at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or *KTRS in your cell phone. As long as you have not played in the last 60 days, you can come in, take a shot at one of the five categories, answer the five questions, get enough points to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Actually, it's the substitute prize guy, right, Tim?
That's right. That's right, Paul. One dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations in Florissant and Cottleville.
Cottleville.
One dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
Also,
if only they made a donut-flavored Cottleville. They do at Old Town.
Peroni's Pizzeria gift card with two locations, one in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. You also get a pair of tickets to Killer Queen, a tribute to the music of Queen, Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Names will be at call, or will be at the will call the day of the show.
Okay, so you get your choice of any of those prizes. If you get all the questions in your category correct, we give you a bonus prize.
That's right. For the clean sweep, it's a gift card to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin, and a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. Check out all of their products at BreezyBuddy.com.
All right, there you go. That's what you're playing for today. Let's meet our first contestant now. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, welcome to the Harris Challenge. Go ahead and take the airwaves over for your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, with Mardi Gras weekend, I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to the men and women of the St. Louis Fire Department, St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. You're working this weekend. I'm not.
All right, let me turn on the semi-random category computer.
All right.
That's where the questions and categories spin around all week long, and when I push that button, they come spilling out, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then, with the Academy Awards coming up Sunday night, we have our second category, Oscars History. Or, with Mardi Gras just days away and the parade in the not-so-warm weather going on tomorrow, we have a category called Things Around Your Neck Besides Mardi Gras Beads. Which one of those would you like?
I'll go with Have You Been Paying Attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was VP Mike Pence talking about this week when he condemned this vile act of vandalism and those who perpetrated in the strongest possible terms?
The anti-Semitism that's going on in the Jewish community.
That's correct. The toppling of the headstones of the cemetery. What did NASA announce this week that it had found 40 light years away from Earth?
More planets?
Yeah, seven of them around TRAPPIST-1. Which retailer announced this week that amid declining sales, it'll close more than 130 stores over the next few months?
JCPenney.
Correct. Fill in the blank of this Post-Dispatch headline from this week. A mass killer. St. Louis blank deaths hit new high.
Heroin.
Correct. Which of these inventions was not announced this week? Not announced this week. A device to wirelessly change wirelessly charge your tech in a room, hair dye that changes color based on your environment, or a hula hoop that circles your waist without you moving?
I'm going to go ahead and go with the hula hoop.
No, they did announce a device that would wirelessly charge your tech gear in a room. I'll believe it when I see it. There's right. there's also an inventor who claims to have made a hair dye that changes color based on your environment.
I have to get some of this.
And no hula hoop that goes around you. Why would you buy a hula hoop that goes around without you doing anything? How lazy are you, for goodness sake? And you know what that means, Mike? Tim, I'm sorry. Tim, you got the clean sweep. You got them all right. Congratulations. Great. So you'll get your prizes plus a bonus prize of your choice. And hang on, and our Tim will tell you how you get them, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing the challenge. Let's go to contestant number two. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just ready for the weekend and wish it was warm as it was the rest of the week.
Yeah, it was really beautiful this week. I'm sorry to see it turn this way. Going to be even colder and wetter on Sunday. All right, which category would you like, Gary? We have Oscars history, things around your neck besides Mardi Gras. What? What happened there? Yes, you did. Turn that off. Oh. All right, let me go over them again. Oscars history, things around your neck besides Mardi Gras beads, or our new third category, movies the Oscar nominees would rather forget.
Let's go with the second one.
Things around your neck besides Mardi Gras beads. Okay, Gary, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the Hawaiian flower necklace called?
Lei.
Correct. What laundry detergent was advertised in the Ring Around the Collar commercials in the 1970s? You pass on that. In what movie does Cleavon Little go from having a noose around his neck to being the sheriff of Rock Ridge?
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. What name was given to serial killer Albert DeSalva, who murdered his victims with clothing around their neck?
Pass.
In what century did men first wear neckties?
19th.
The 17th century, probably 1660, they think. So what laundry detergent was advertised in those Ring Around the Collar commercials in the 70s? That was Whisk, and Albert DeSalva was also known as the Boston Strangler. So, Gary, you got the one and the three. That's only 4 points, which, as you know, is half of the total you need to be a winner. And when you don't win on the Harris Challenge, you get punished. So our punishment music for today comes from just a couple of nights ago on James Corden's Late Late Show on CBS. One of his guests was Bob Odenkirk, whose Better Call Saul is coming back on AMC in April. But he also has a new thing that's on Netflix now called Girlfriend's Day. I have watched about two-thirds of this and then turned it off. It's not that good. And I like Bob Odenkirk a lot. But while he was on James Corden's show, he said, how come you never asked me to do carpool karaoke? And James Corden said, well, I think it's probably because you don't sing. And Bob says, well, no, I don't sing, but I can use auto-tune like today's pop stars. And James said, well, let's hear what that would sound like. This is your punishment, Gary.
Take me out to the ballgame. Take me out to the crowd. Find me some peanuts and cracker jack. I don't care. I don't care. I won't care.
OK, Okay, that's enough. That's enough.
Yeah, that was plenty. Thanks.
Yes, it was. You earned it, Gary. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you very much. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine, thanks. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say hi to my grandparents, Gail and Dale, who have been AM and the PM for years.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We have three Oscar-related categories up on the screen here. Oscars history, movies the nominees would rather forget, or actors who direct. Which one would you like?
Let's go with Oscar history.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first Australian to win an acting Oscar?
Hugh Jackman.
Nicole Kidman. Who was the first actor to refuse an Oscar?
Sean Penn.
George C. Scott. What was the first color movie to win the Oscar for Best Picture?
Wizard of Oz?
Close. Gone with the Wind. Same era. What was the first sequel to be named Best Picture?
Critters 2.
That is not correct. Godfather 2.
Oh.
For what movie did Catherine Bigelow become the first woman to win the Oscar for Best Director in 2010?
You got me. I'm not good at movies.
I will just point out, he chose the category of his own free will.
Join the club.
The correct answer is The Hurt Locker. By the way, George C. Scott won the Oscar for Patton in 1971, but he didn't go because he said he disliked the voting process and felt competing against his fellow actors was artistically wrong. When they gave him the Oscar, he was asleep in his bed all the way across the country. Didn't care. Didn't show up. So, Mike, that goose egg on the scoreboard is all yours, and you know what that means, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to punish you as well.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Find me some peanuts and find me some peanuts and cracker jack.
Okay, just pause it there in case we need to go back to it. I have a feeling we may need it again, but that's all I can do for you today, Mike. Thanks for playing.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Plug something.
Well, yesterday I celebrated my two-year anniversary with my girlfriend, Andrea, and I'm excited to take her to Disney World this summer.
Congratulations to the two of you.
Well, thank you.
Now, we have two categories for you to choose from. Movies the nominees would rather forget, or actors who direct.
Let's do with the movies the Oscars would rather forget.
Movies the nominees would rather forget.
Yes, nominees.
All right, this is all nominees for Academy Awards this year. Movies they made in the past that they may not want to have on their IMDb page, but they can't do anything about it. Andrew, right. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Who appeared with Angelina Jolie in The Bone Collector? Was it Jeff Bridges, Michael Shannon, or Denzel Washington?
Jeff Bridges.
Denzel. Who appeared in Adam Sandler's Just Go With It? Was it Naomi Harris, Natalie Portman, or Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman.
Correct. Who appeared on TV's Baywatch when she was 13 years old? Emma Stone, Michelle Williams, or Ruth Negga?
Michelle Williams.
Correct. Who appeared with Paul Rudd and Steve Carell in Dinner for Schmucks? Octavia Spencer, Viola Davis, or Isabelle Huppert?
Octavia Spencer.
Correct. Who appeared in the first two American Pie movies? Casey Affleck, Ryan Gosling, or Viggo Mortensen?
Casey Affleck.
You know, except for the one pointer.
Yeah.
You got them all, Andrew. That's 14 points. Nicely done.
Nice.
Congratulations. Hang on. Tim will tell you how you get your prize, and have a great time at Disney World.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now we move on to our final contestant. Hi, Ken.
I knew this was going to happen to me.
That you were going to be our fifth contestant?
Yes, I was.
You said that you said that in the past tense. Yes, you are.
Well, yes, I'm okay. Yes, I are.
Would you like to plug something?
Yeah, happy Mardi Gras, and everybody be safe out there.
All right. The category is actors who direct. I'm going to name the actor. You tell me the movie they directed for which they won the Oscar for Best Director, okay?
We'll try.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. And we'll start with Kevin Costner.
Pass.
Mel Gibson.
Passion of the Christ.
Braveheart. How about Clint Eastwood? What did he win the Oscar for?
Gran Torino.
Unforgiven. What about Robert Redford?
Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid.
He did not direct that, but he did direct Ordinary People. How about Warren Beatty?
Car Wash.
Stop the music right there. You know what? You know what? So sometimes I do this. I got to tell you, Ken, that is the greatest answer I've gotten this year to any question in any Harris Challenge.
Well, I want to tell you something. If you're going to do that, I just at least deserve a prize.
Well, I'm not going to give you a prize, but I'm going to give you 5 points. And I'll tell you that Kevin Costner was Dances with Wolves. But Car Wash is a classic. And by the way, Professor Irwin Corey, who was in Car Wash, just died last week. So we got another goose egg up on the scoreboard, and that means I got to punish you as well, Ken. Let's finish up Bob Odenkirk. Yes, it is the worst edition of Carpool Karaoke ever.
Everybody have a great weekend.
You too, Ken. Thanks very much for playing. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. If you've missed previous editions of the Harris Challenge, you can get them in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. When we come back, we'll have Mike Evans, who may have some thoughts about the Oscars himself, and this week's edition of Knuckleheads in the News.
Meet me.
We think Mike might have some thoughts. let's see here. What we've got on eastbound Highway 270 still jamming up. And this is all due to an earlier accident that's been cleared for about 45 minutes or so. You're jammed up Missouri Bottom through West Florida, or New Florissant. You have southbound 170 now stop and go page down through Highway 40. Accident at McKnight's been cleared. A couple little slow pockets coming in on eastbound 40 from about Lindbergh in through Big Bend. Southbound 270, they have cleared that stall that was in the right center lane at Tesson Ferry, but you still have jammed up traffic from Olive down through a little south of Tesson Ferry. Westbound 40 drivers slowing Van Deventer. Eastbound 40 drivers Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And look at eastbound 70 downtown. You're slowing from the McKinley Bridge through the depressed section. This traffic report brought to you by Connect Better. When you connect better, everything comes together. Join the more than 3 million people who use GoToMeeting every month to connect with their team. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Desk.
Your doctor told you to use a CPAP machine for your sleep apnea. But did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? Just one drop of water left inside your tubing or mask can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria. Suddenly, your sleep solution turns into a nightmare. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes, and it's hands-free. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-700-4961.
SoClean is amazing. I had a cold I couldn't kick despite regularly washing a mask and antibacterial dish soap. 2 days after using SoClean, the cold was gone and hasn't returned.
SoClean destroys CPAP germs without any water, chemicals, or disassembly. Try it risk-free and see for yourself. Keep your doctor's orders, but ditch the germs. To get your risk-free 30-day trial while supplies last, call 1-800-700-4961. Hurry. That's 1-800-700-4961.
Hey, Cardinal fans. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now. Make sure you pick out your top games and be a part of the exciting action this year at Busch Stadium. Interleague play will feature the Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, Kansas City Royals, and the Tampa Bay Rays. The schedule features weekend series with the Reds, Cubs, Giants, Mets, and many more. Your favorite players are back. Adam Wainwright, Matt Carpenter, and newest addition, Dexter Fowler. Along with great promotional items like the championship rings, jerseys, and bobbleheads, we've added t-shirts, a Mike Shannon alarm clock, hats, and pullovers, just to name a few. So don't wait. Get the best seats for the best games and promotional dates right now. Single game tickets are on sale now. Cardinals.com/promotions.
These fans are getting some big league baseball tonight.
There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care. .com. Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Sing it one more time.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Whether you're looking for a great sit-down meal or some stuff to take home or something at lunch, you got two great choices there. You know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof. The pig on the roof was the only thing you could see in the Chesterfield Valley after the 1993 flood, and it's still there on top of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, who sponsor this gentleman who joins us again from Southern California today, Mr. Mike Evans.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How are you today, Mike?
Doing good.
Good.
How are things in St. Louis?
We had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week, and then the weather turned today, and it's going to be chilly and not good for the Mardi Gras parade tomorrow.
No, poop.
Yeah.
I think my daughter's running. And No, she's in Dallas this week.
Oh.
Puckwist question, name the name of the personality who is investing a lot of money, their money, into Krispy Kreme donut franchises.
Donuts.
Tony Bennett, Steve Carell, Shaquille O'Neal, Ronda Rousey. All right, here we go. My pick six, Oscar pick six, since I really respect your movie opinions.
Thank
Let's
you.
See if we agree or disagree. Are you ready?
Yes.
Best Supporting Actress, Viola Davis in Fences.
That's a lock.
Best Supporting Actor, I'm going off the page. Can you guess? Dev Patel from Lion.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned this to Max earlier. I think the kid who grows up to be Dev Patel in that movie.
He was great, too.
He was so fantastic. I think it would have been so nice for him to be nominated, but I hope that he at least is at the awards to present something. He was so cute and so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best actor, everybody says Ryan. I'm Denzel Washington, Fences.
Denzel Washington. Not Casey Affleck?
Nope.
Okay.
Best actress, Emma Stone, La La.
Yeah, I agree.
Best director, Damien, La La.
Yeah.
Best picture, La La.
I agree.
There you go.
Yeah.
One of the big parties is going to be held at one big star's home this weekend. We'll have Donald Trump dart and Donald Trump pinata as entertainment. I can't tell you who it is, but it's a big name.
Okay.
If you go to the movies this weekend, have you seen Get Out?
I have not, but Max told me it was good. What did you think of it?
It's an unbelievable film. Impossible to kind of explain, but it'll blow your mind. Rated R, a little under 2 hours. Story you couldn't imagine. It is racism at its most incredible worst. Unbelievable movie, 3.5 stars.
Have you seen A United Kingdom?
I have not.
I'm recommending this one to you, Mike. It's so good. David Oyelowo, you know, from Selma a couple years ago.
He's a black guy.
And also in Queen of Katwe last year.
Yeah. He was in the, what was that? He was fabulous. He was nominated.
Yeah, he played Martin Luther King in Selma.
That's right.
Yeah.
Selma.
In this one, he plays a guy who is going to ascend to the throne of an African country in the late 40s. But he marries a white woman, and it causes an international crisis. It's a true story.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I know the movie. I just haven't seen it, but I'm going to see it.
It's good, and David Oyelowo is fantastic.
All right. I think it's not a matter of if, it's when Floyd Mayweather fights Conor McGregor. And I know that, you know, everybody is in it. Bob Arum's saying no, and Dana's saying no, but I don't think this will happen until not this coming, but the following 4th of July in 2018. I think if they're going to keep saying no and making a deal and come and go, and then I think they're going to go for it.
And how much does Floyd get paid for that?
$100 million for him and $25 million for McGregor. McGregor's biggest payday is $3 million, so I mean, this is a windfall for him, unbelievable, too.
How much did Mayweather make off that last fight?
I think he made 84.
Okay, now, I'm just going to ask you a guy-to-guy question here. If you had been paid $84 million for anything, and then somebody said, how'd you like to get in the ring and be punched a few times, would you say yes?
No, I wouldn't.
No. My $84 million is good. What's the next $100 million going to do for me that
exactly.
The first 84
exactly.
Couldn't do for me?
I totally agree.
Yeah.
But it is ego, party one. Ego, party one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what?
People are driven by money, you know.
Yeah.
New York Post, I'm in item. I really love the story. Also, New York Post headline, Will Bunyan, I hope I'm saying that right, works in the springs and summer and in fall as a musician on cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes the winter off and goes back to New York where his mom and dad live.
Uh-huh.
And he plays guitar and sings at the 42nd Street subway station. Riders of the subway drop in between $200 and $400 a day.
Wow.
In his guitar case. And then he gives every penny away to homeless people when he goes back to his parents' house that night.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, he says, you know, he makes good money on the cruise ships for mm-hmm. three of the four seasons. And winter, he goes home and he gives money away. The headline read, All Heartstrings.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a beautiful story.
That's nice. Here's the part of the story that they don't tell you. Spending 3 months in a New York subway, how much urine can you inhale?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, especially at 42nd Street.
Oh.
No,
thank you.
Broadway. Broadway.
No.
Central. Naming the personality who's invested a lot of their money in Krispy Kreme donut franchises, Tony Bennett, Steve Carell, Shaquille O'Neal, Ronda Rousey.
All right, I'm going to start with Tim. What do you think?
I'm going to go Shaquille.
It's got to be Shaq.
I'm going to go Ronda.
The answer is Shaquille.
Oh,
hey, I finally got one.
And finally, it's Aloha Friday. It's over to Monday. We're going to play the Aloha Friday. Get ready for the Oscars. Get ready for the NASCAR start. Get ready for the spring training baseball. Lily O'Clani, Lonnie Onigo, Taylor Poo, and a cock and a aw, and hooey hooey oh. Killaway, Kamiki, Kaa, Hoo, Lyman Nato, Kaimuki.
Kaga Ako. Ho. Bye-bye. Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
All right, there's Mike Evans. I've got Knuckleheads News coming up in just a couple of minutes. First, I have to tell you a quick story I read this week. I've talked over the years about how cities that agree to host the Olympics are always making a huge financial mistake. They always think it's going to be a big windfall for their city. Remember how upset Chicago supposedly was when they lost out on the bid a couple of years ago to be the next American city to host the Olympics?
Right.
But if you look back at, you know, even the London Olympics and the Beijing Olympics and the others, they all end up costing the cities much more than they bring in revenue. And you end up with all this infrastructure that gets built there that doesn't get used for anything. I mean, what do you need a velodrome for? How many bicycle races is your city ever going to host in the future? Well, I read this great story by a reporter named Anna Jean Kaiser, who talks about the games in Rio from last summer. She says, less than 6 months after the summer games ended, that host city's Olympic legacy is decaying rapidly. Empty Olympic buildings abound, puncturing any uplifting buzz from the competitions last summer. At the Olympic Park, some stadium entrances are boarded up and screws are scattered on the ground. The handball arena is barricaded with metal bars. The broadcast center remains half disassembled. The warm-up pool is decorated with piles of dirt and puddles. Deodoro, a neighborhood in Rio's poor periphery, has the second largest cluster of Olympic sites, like the canoe slalom course that was supposed to be converted into a giant public pool. It's been closed to the public since December. And remember, they're in the southern hemisphere there, so December would be their summer. Today, residents fill up plastic pools a few hundred feet away. That's their public pool, inflatable public pools. And then she says, she interviewed a social worker from Deodoro who told her, quote, the government put sugar in our mouths and took it out before we could swallow. Once the Olympics ended, they turned their backs on us. And this is yet another example of a city, by the way, in a country, Brazil, that is broke. I mean broker than St. Louis City. Broke, broke, broke. They got no money. They got huge debts. They hosted the Olympics, and they are worse off. Now, here's the really bad news about stories like this. The other cities of the world will continue bidding to host the Olympics.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw pictures of that, of the stuff decaying and stuff, and they had it in last week. It's awful.
It's very,
yeah,
very sad.
And they are. They're going to bid for this stuff still.
It's public dollars going to waste money for the International Olympic Committee, which is not quite FIFA, but it's up there on the corrupt sports group shameless.
Yeah.
And they will inevitably get a long line of venues that will never recoup their investment, and yet they'll come back and say, oh, these projects are going to be a boon for our city. You know, this is one of those classic cases of you have no evidence to back up your claim. We actually have evidence that shows that you're wrong about your claim. And yet these cities will do it again and again and again. Now, knuckleheads in the news, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Get the STL Taxi app or call 314-652-3456 and let Laclede Cab pick you up. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, we begin in Miramichi, Canada, where two men have been arrested after allegedly going through a McDonald's drive-thru on a couch. An officer spotted the couch being towed behind an ATV at about 3 o'clock in the morning. The officer turned on his lights. The four-wheeler took off. The couch still attached. The two guys on it fell off. The driver raced through a parking lot across the highway and onto the frozen Miramichi River, still towing the couch through most of his escape. He actually did get away, but they caught up to him the next day because it was the only ATV with a couch still attached to it. You will not be surprised to hear that the couch riders had alcohol on their breaths. But the good news is they had helmets on their heads because it's safety first, kids, when you're riding a couch through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Don't couch and drive.
Story number two, in Presidio County, Texas, a guy named Walker Doherty and another guy named Edwin Roberts, who were part of a larger hunting party near the Mexican border, were found by police with gunshot wounds. They told the cops that Mexicans who had crossed the border illegally tried to steal an RV from their camp and then shot the two men. Or not. When Sheriff Danny Dominguez checked into this, he discovered that Roberts had actually been shot by Doherty, and Doherty was in turn shot by another hunter named Michael Bryant. Here's what happened. The entire incident was apparently the result of friendly fire because Walker thought illegals were inside the RV that Roberts and his wife were in an attempt to kidnap them. And instead of announcing himself, Walker allegedly tried to open the door to the RV, and that's when Roberts fired off a round from inside the RV. missing Doherty, but Walker then went to his cabin to grab his gun and get back up. And, well, in the end, 30 cops, including the Border Patrol, investigated. They found no evidence of anybody who had crossed the border and committed any kind of violence that night. These guys had freaked out. You will, again, not be surprised to find alcohol was involved.
Yeah.
They shot each other and blamed it on Mexicans who were nowhere nearby. They have been indicted. Story number three from contributor Matt Burrows. This is from Jacksonville, Florida, where police responded to a report that a 25-year-old woman had been shot in her bedroom. Her boyfriend explained that he was sleeping next to his girlfriend when Diesel, her dog, woke him up. So he took Diesel outside, then went back inside after the dog had done his business, and the dog ran down the hall into the dark bedroom ahead of him. Then the boyfriend says just as he entered the bedroom, he saw a flash and heard a bang. He said he thinks Diesel jumped up on the nightstand where his gun was sitting, and it went off. The boyfriend called 911, put a towel on his girlfriend's bleeding leg. The girlfriend told police all she remembers is waking up with a throbbing pain in her right leg, not sure how she was shot. The cops investigated, and they're not filing any charges, but one of them did say, why would a dog jump up onto the nightstand in the middle of the night? I'm just asking. And story number four comes from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where police arrested Brielle Marshall after she did cartwheels during a field sobriety test. Here's the background on this story. Somebody reported her driving recklessly down the road, and by the time the cops got there, she was asleep behind the wheel of her parked car. So they woke her up and asked her to step out of the vehicle. They say she appeared to be extremely intoxicated and was having a hard time listening to the officer's command. And during the field sobriety test, she kept laughing and doing cartwheels in front of the officers. The officers stopped her and said, let me show you what I want you to do here in this sobriety test. And that's when she hit him in the back and did another cartwheel. Well, I don't know if you know any cops. Here's one thing they don't want you to do when they're pulling you over. Hit them in any body part. Cartwheel or not. That's when her opportunity to complete the field sobriety test came to an end, and she was arrested for DWI and for driving with an expired license plate and battery on a police officer. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, sometimes I leave one story for the end because I got to leave room for this. This is a story out of Scotland of a woman by the name of Jane Park. I should say she's a teenager by the name of Jane Park. Jane is a very lucky woman. She recently won the Euro Millions lottery, won £1 million. She was 17 years old at the time. What do you do when you're 17 years old and you have £1 million? You go out and buy stuff like a Louis Vuitton handbag and then a Chihuahua, which she named Princess, and then some shoes, and then a purple Range Rover, and then a pair of breast implants, and then 50 more designer handbags. She says, I just went shopping all the time. Then she discovered that money did not buy her happiness. All of this conspicuous consumption actually was making her kind of unhappy. She told a newspaper over there that the lotto had ruined her life. Quote, I thought it would make it 10 times better, but it's made it 10 times worse. I wish I had no money most days. I say to myself, my life would be so much easier if I hadn't won. People look at me and think, I wish I had her lifestyle. I wish I had her money. But they don't realize the extent of my stress. Yes, I have material things, but apart from that, my life is empty. What is my purpose in life? No one has pointed out to Jane that it's very easy to not have that money anymore. You could keep buying stuff. Well, that's not going to help because you still have the material things. But there are only about 1 million charities, probably about 100 good ones that you could choose, that could do better with the money than you have been doing as a teenager. But she is now suing the lottery company for ruining her life.
But hang on, if she wins the suit, does she win more money? Because
that's my question. That's exactly the question that needs to be asked here. By the way, she says she's suing them because she shouldn't have been able to win this money at age 17. But the Euro Millions rules say you can play if you're as young as 60. Now remember, nobody forced Jane Park to go buy a lottery ticket. She chose to do that of her own free will. Nobody forced her to quit her temp job where she made £8 an hour. Nobody forced her to quit that. Nobody forced her to buy all this stuff. Nobody forced her to do this. She says, but she didn't have anybody to help her with the money. Well, the lottery people say, we actually do offer tailored and specific advice and support to any winner, no matter their age, who asks for it. And we offer Jane extensive support. And from time to time, we even checked in with her to offer more ongoing support. We have dedicated winners' advisors, one of whom visited Jane at home to help her arrange private banking and support her through the publicity when she chose to share news of her win. See, in Scotland, if you win the lottery, you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to make it public. But Jane, she's going to be rich and famous, right? They even set up an independent financial advisor for her and a legal panel to head up her legal problems. She paid no attention to any of these people and just kept on spending the money. Jane, if you're that miserable having the money, go back to not having the money. I think you'll find you're still miserable, by the way, Jane.
Did you see the picture of her?
No.
She looks like a Barbie doll that's been put together. Her lips are all pumped up with
Because she got the plastic surgery.
She did everything.
She got the boob job and everything, yeah.
She was probably once a really cute girl.
And you know what? She thought she was unhappy with no money. Now she's happy, unhappy with money. I guess that's proof that money doesn't buy happiness. Or maybe it's proof that some people are going to be happy no matter what. And that's all I got for you today. Stand by for the sports guys after the 6 o'clock news from Fox 2. And then Larry Connors will be here later on tonight. You can find my website at harrisonline.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show. And on behalf of Tim and Max and everybody else who works here on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
Meet me.
Well, and just one more note on that. Climax Blues Band said it best when they said, money can't buy you happiness. It can make your life a mess.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
Are they also the ones who said couldn't get it right?
That's right.
Same guys.
Very good. Yeah. You did. You've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on eastbound Highway 270 at Lindbergh, causing a backup to McDonald. They've got Riverview closed between Chambers and Highway 270 due to police activity that's going on there. You have an accident on westbound Highway 40 at Ballas. You've got another stop-and-go pocket on southbound 270 between Olive and Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 40 is thinned out downtown. Westbound 40 still running a bit slow from Boyle out through McCausland. You're running pretty heavy still on westbound 5570 from a little past 203 up through 3rd Street. And it does look like westbound 70 traffic has all thinned out also. And this traffic report brought to you by Connect Better. When you connect better, everything comes together. Join the more than 3 million people who use GoToMeeting every month to connect with their team. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Desk.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Folks, if you want to save money on energy, something you can do yourself, give Contact Insulation a call, 636-584-0002. That's 636-584-0002. Have them come out, free inspection. They'll give you a price after they climb up in the attic. They'll look at everything and they'll say, here's what we need to do for you. They don't just blow insulation in the attic. They'll seal around the pipe. So make sure that what they're putting on top is not going to have air gaps coming through, going through your insulation. And they're going to talk to you about an R38 or an R49 insulation in your house. What's going to save you the most bang for your buck? They specialize in fiberglass, blown in wall cellulose. They have open and closed cell foam. They use bib and ultra fit fiberglass systems for residential and commercial applications. They will save you money because you're going to spend less money on utilities. And you're not going to spend that much to get the insulation up to date in your house. Contact Insulation will do a great job for you. I stand behind them. I've used them in my business, and I think you should use them in your home. Just give Harry a call. 636-584-0002. That's 636-584-0002.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where my pillow comes.
comes in. And now for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and use the promo code SKY. That's promo code SKY. Or call 1-800-635-1825 now. That's 1-800-635-1825 to take advantage of this four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com with the promo code SKY. Better sleep starts with MyPillow.
Be prepared for every season with Firestone FR710 all-season tires. They're now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed it.
Town controversy, the investigation of sexually explicit photos of underage students posted on social media.
Despite cold weather, big crowds are expected for Mardi Gras in Soulard, why the neighborhood is welcoming all of the revelers, while Mayor Slay prepares for his final mayor's ball.
There's a new proposal to make buying a gun in Illinois easier, the lawmaker wanting to lift a key restriction.
Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey won't be coming to St. Louis as planned.
The reason for the change and when they might make the trip.